guests here this morning. I don't know who got here first or in what order. So I'll just call on who got here first. Dick, were you first or was Cletus named first?
They were all here first.
Okay. Cletus, or Dora, or Ray, whoever wants to be the spokesman. I think everybody knows Ray Lynn. I don't think he needs any introduction to this group. Purpose of the press.
I've had to take my hearing aid off and let me get up here where I can.
Okay.
What, have you found out anything on the building?
The only thing we know, Ray, at this time, and I've talked with Ralph Coldiron of the Development Cabinet, and I've talked with Bruce Lunsford, is that we're trying to get some funds from the Area Development Fund, which is the $20,000 that we're hoping to get. The Department of Finance keeps sending out these letters telling us how bad the financial picture is at the state level. We don't know at this time. I got a call the other day from Harry Hoffman, President of the Judges Association, and we sent letters to everybody trying to salvage the Area Development Fund because he thinks it's in danger of being shelled. And we've sent letters to everybody that I know to send, the governor. I've sent a letter to the governor. I sent a letter to Larry Townsend. I sent a letter to Bruce Lunsford and George Atkins. And all the other judges, as many as we could, we could encourage them to send letters. And I know of several that did get sent.
We've got $11,000. That building's falling down. The ceiling's falling out of it. I wish you'd go up and look at it. I wish all of you would. The ceiling, it's dangerous. They can't quilt in that room anymore. It's not safe to be in there. The brick's falling out of the wall.
Yeah.
Somebody's supposed to get hurt there in that building. We're wondering if we couldn't take our $11,000 and spend it on that building. We're paying how much a month rent up there?
$150.
Can't we borrow enough money to finish that building enough that we can get in it and have a safe place for them people to meet? That's a disgrace. If the county ever goes up there, the health department, they'll condemn that place and we're going to be outside. Mm-hmm. Ain't a thing in the world sanitary about it.
Well,
who's in charge of that building?
Fiscal court owns it.
I know, but who, when this began some time back, when the two different groups was up here, the senior citizens and
Optimus
group was up here, from that point, which we authorized Art Travis on drawings, which the drawings was approved, I understood that each group was satisfied with it at this time. From that point on to the building, where it is now, who has been in charge of the building to see that it is controlled or it's upkeep on it or maintained or...
Well, there's been no maintaining to it, Gordon. You've only got a shell.
He's talking about the buildings they're renting, the building that they're renting.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the new building.
No, the new building, just a shell. They're renting. He's talking about his old building that's falling in.
I thought he was talking about the new building.
No, they're renting. They're meeting. They're meeting in what we know is the old bank building at Hardin. It used to be the old bank. Years ago, and the senior citizens, after the old school burned, moved first of all to City Hall. Well, City Hall then started into this renovation project that they've been doing there in Hardin, and they needed the space. So the senior citizens at that point rented the old bank building from Leroy Henderson. And the building is just old, it's in a bad state of repair, and it's just getting to the point it's falling in.
It's the roof is getting so bad that they can't quilt, and if they cover it with plastic and then steel, it'll water run off the plastic, and some of it may so.
We just wondered.
It's getting in a mess.
If what you're paying for rent wouldn't pay the interest on enough money to get that senior citizen in that building where we can be a meeting over there.
Well, the only problem we would have is that you're not guaranteed, if we borrowed the money, that the state will come in and pay that money back. we're not even sure at this point that they're going to have an area development fund. We don't know. We've had it in years past, but in this new administration, the cuts that they're making, we don't know.
Well,
We did over at the Calvert building, some of the individuals over there borrowed or just loaned the money, and it was paid back over a period of what, Cletus, 3 or 4 years?
Three or four years.
That was just to purchase, the building.
Well, my question, now, he was trying to, I believe, get over to you. It's this, see, the other day of the meeting over there, you agreed on that $10,000.
Right, that's in the bank now.
It's in the bank now.
Right.
Well, with this $1,000, the $500 they gave us, and then the office of Officer Matthews to put the decision in there, if we could get that, I believe that would go ahead and give us enough to get enough things in there that we could get over there. That would get our bathrooms in and wire for a stove and maybe enough room. It might not be finished.
Well, now, is the Optimist Club still going to participate like they told us they would that night we met with them, that they would provide, they were going to do the wiring and they were going to do this and that?
Well, they didn't do it. See, you all have done and paid for the wiring that went through it. Of course, they say that, he said up, or did up there, that wouldn't be any problem cutting the wire into it at the station.
Yeah.
And then you can come in too. The other end, they're supposed to put their own fuse box in down there and come up this other direction.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the night we first met, Cletus, if you remember.
Yeah, they did.
They said they'd wire it.
They said,
yeah, they said they would.
They run the wire in there, but it's not wired.
See, here's the only problem we got. We're going to be using this as a multi-purpose senior citizens building. And in order to do that, there are certain specifications we've got to meet. We can't, we can't necessarily take the cheapest route. We can't necessarily do what we want to do. I mean, we can do it, but it'll be subject to change if, the fire marshal and those people come in on us.
They've already been able to check our building. When have we not started one already that closes down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's no way the building you're in passed fire inspection, health inspection. Like Ray said, the health department was close as beer to go.
The South Marshall Senior Citizens, the only group in the county that's appointed with a club or something else, is down. That just looks to me like it's a little bit unfair if you look at the senior citizen building out here and look at one at Calvert City and then look at what we got at Hardin.
Yeah, but for years old now, Ray, now wait a minute, let's be fair, for years Hardin had the Cadillac of the group when they had the Hardin school building. Benton met down here in an old basement for 5 years while we fixed that thing. I mean, let's be fair about it. I know they, and I agree with you, we got to get them out of that building. There ain't no two ways about it, but I don't think we're picking on, we're not picking on Hardin.
I thought you was talking about the new building a while ago. How long has this new shell been put up? When did they finish it?
Last year.
At the time that the two different groups is up here, that it was agreed on the shell, and I thought thoroughly then they understood and made very clear, and I understood that the Office Club and the senior citizens were going to finish their own sections and their own part, and it was going to be a community building. That's the reason I was surprised this morning you were talking about it. I didn't realize you were talking about another old building. I thought you were talking about
the
new building.
See, Ray, when we first met, me and Cletus, Bob Mason, and Gordon, Wayne was there, wasn't he? Yeah. Roger.
Library.
Met at the Hardin Library. This is back when we was planning. Well, Art had come in with a plan for a lock and key job, bathrooms, everything, a lock and key job, but it was a small
building. Could have paid for it all.
And the Optimist said, no.
Going out the window.
If we don't want that, we want a bigger building. Art said, now look, I can go back and design you a bigger building. Just a shell with the money we got. What I'm offering you here is a lock and key job, bathrooms, kitchen facilities, everything completed in the money we're talking about. No, no, no. We want a bigger building. We'll do the wiring. We'll do this. We'll do that. Well, senior citizens wasn't really for it, but they said, well, if they're going to do all this and we can get a bigger building, okay. So we said, all right, has everybody agreed? The fiscal court was just there, kind of, you know, see what they wanted. And that's what we did. Art went back to the drawing board, came up with a building that's there now, knowing it was going to cost $48,000 to put the shell there, $2,000 for the engineering work. That took every penny we had, $50,000. And that's all we got. Well, so now that's where we're at. We should have been in a building, really, if we'd have.
Sure.
If Cletus and I have talked about it time and again, and we wished 100 times that we'd have said, no, now we're going to go this way and we'll add to it later. In fact, Art said he would design the building for an addition to be put on it. That's right.
Yeah, Mike, this new building is open. There's not a door up to it. They tell me the children just tearing up Jack in there. And they have called Travis several times in the last 3 weeks. They can't even get him to return the telephone call. They want to get a door up.
On the petition we're talking about now? I talked to him the day I talked to you, Cletus, and he told me he'd get back with you that very afternoon. Let me have Joe. Bob,
would
you go in
work
office
on the
and
petition
call Art
already,
and see if he's...
He done some work on the petition.
If he's got any kind of thing ready for them to put their petition up down in Hardin, they need to know.
What about the desk? Did you find out anything about the desk?
It was too high.
Set in.
They went and got down there, and it's the one that they...
So that shell's been up a year?
Now, I'm
going to
look at surplus.
The shell has been up for 1 solid year?
Property.
What is the two organizations doing? Are they working together trying to go forward with the bill?
Bill has been president.
We might get a... Yeah, we could.
What do you call who hired?
Well,
those numbers did. They asked me.
Here's a lady that needs to look at it. If it meets with her approval, it meets with ours.
I just didn't know. There's in the section we've got set up for the disaster emergency services.
Oh, those big ones?
Yeah, those big wooden ones.
Those are EOC.
Okay, I thought they might be.
Now, we've called to Murray. We're trying to get by with just as little as we can and do what we can and what will be meet specification. We've called to Murray, and we can get blocks delivered on the ground, what they call a second. It's a chip block. It might have a chip off the corner, or it might just be a chip. But the man that was going to lay them, or said he would lay them for it, would stop all of them holes, and it would be just as well painted as a number one block, or you can put a paneling on them, either one. And you can buy them for 33 cents a piece laid on the ground. Well, that's the route that we planned on going. Still, you've got to have your doorways and everything and specification before you can even
see. We want to have a service window.
Yeah.
And a door. And that's what Art was going to try to meet the fire marshal standards with a serving window. So the serving window would be right next to their kitchen. So when they had activities there, they could sell refreshments, you know. We don't know if it'll meet the specification.
We can't get anything.
We think it will, but we don't know.
We tried it on the phone, but we can't. If we could get started, if someone would give us the okay to do it.
Who gives her authority? Are they okay to do it?
Well, Art is the architect on this building.
Okay.
He's
the
engineer.
Now, he give us the authority to go on and start this building? I mean, if we run up a $1,000 bill up there and they come say, hey, who's going to pay this? Who has the authority?
Not going to meet the specification. I see what you say.
The money you've got now is the Senior Citizens Board of Directors, and the authority has already been given to go up to $11,000.
$500 in bill, and I've met with the Optimist Club, and they agreed.
Right.
To
But now, what I'm saying, your architect has to sign off for these things. When he signs off for the fire marshal, he's saying that he has advised you and inspected, and that you're meeting specifications. So, you know, that's where he comes into play.
Then can we go on and order the blocks and get them started, or who do we have to turn them in? We don't know where to go.
Well, once you get the okay from him, you've got $11,000, if I understood the motion, at the last board of directors meeting of the senior citizens.
That's right.
You've got $10,000 in the bank on time deposit. You've got $500 coming from Optimus, and $500 that was given you from the Harden Day activities. Okay? Now, that's $11,000. Now, if I understood the motion, that you were authorized to spend that $11,000 on that building and getting it ready.
But the money is put
bathrooms in
on that
and plumbing for the kitchen.
Well, they said,
at first they said July, didn't they?
Yeah.
They sure did.
And now she said October.
Well, of course, it'll just penalize us on some interest if we pull it out. Then we still
can't afford to pull it out.
Depends on what rate we can get.
Yeah. Depends on how much the penalty is, too.
Yeah.
But this petition that we're talking about, this $500 needs to go on this petition, for that's what they're matching that for. That's what they're matching that for.
Right.
And that money is supposed to be available just as quick as we can get the plan, what has to be in that petition.
This $500 would, with the match $500, that would give you more than enough to buy your block of cement, wouldn't it, to put the petition in there?
Ray Henderson out there offered to lay the blocks and fill them just like they would be good block, a new block, you might say, for 50 cents a piece. Now, that may be too high. That's the only one I've talked to. I don't know whether block laying is higher than that. He said he got 60 cents for laying over there on the lake, and he offered to lay them for 50. But I don't know whether that's a high price or not. I haven't checked with anybody else. If anybody knows what block laying is, well.
Now, that's buying the block and laying them?
No.
No, 30 cents for the block.
50 cents
for
block.
50 cents for laying.
50 cents per block. How many blocks can you lay in an hour's time?
That's what he figured it would take.
600 blocks, $300 to lay it.
And also, Mike, we wondered if this is what would furnish maybe the sand, or furnish the hauling of the sand if we paid for the sand that we cut down.
I think we'd send it through, haul the old sand.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a problem. We won't be a problem at all, I don't think. Bob, what'd you find out?
Ours out today, Al's out, so I couldn't tell if they talked to either one of them. I went down and talked to Theo, and he didn't know. He said he had already mentioned it, but he didn't know where he was on it, what he was complete. So, as far as John's investigation.
When will Art be back?
How many times have you called him lately?
Several. Almost three.
You won't even turn and call.
Judge, I think you need to contact him to get the thing straightened out and lined up.
I think so,
I appreciate
too.
It.
Yeah.
Lady's got to call him 3 weeks in a row. I think she's done her part.
We're willing to get him there without stealing or anything if we have to get out of that mess.
I thought she's already in there, really. I didn't know. I mean, I haven't even done one except the other time.
And her stove and enough equipment to stay there. Well, we'd rather be there if we were at.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're going to have bathrooms. Of course, our master's over there. He's got an obligation.
I'll help you on them, and I'll catch you someday, and we'll go up there at Murray's Supply, you know, and check on some materials for that.
I thought he said he'd fix that, build that for you, and donate.
that's
what I thought that one day.
That's what I did.
Yeah,
I'll
tell you, sir. You're going to want to buy a company in the corner by
the stone
there. What
did he find out? Did he go see about a desk?
Yeah.
No, he said he'd furnish them. That's what he said.
I'll I'll stick with it too, brother. I'll stick with it. I think we can get you some good brass. I still believe it. And I've not talked to the manager, but I believe it.
What about the brick guys? Any use they can use in him out there? We'd sell him, what would we do?
We sold him.
We sell him brick?
Then we got a bid.
We sold him.
Well, I'll contact Art. And if, I think we'll have to look and see how much interest we would lose by pulling the money out early, or what the difference would be on the rate. They got a good rate when they bought that certificate because the interest, you know, the rate was high. We see what we could borrow, $10,000, on what interest short term till we can get that out.
You could figure
the difference we might come out.
You could figure two ways there. You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm planning on making a trip to Frankfort next week if I can get an appointment with Bruce Lunsford. And I'll go to everybody I know to go to try to get money. But I tell you what, with the luck we've been having this past 6 months on getting money out of Frankfort, I'm not going to hold my breath. We can't set a tax rate yet, so we're not going to have any tax money coming in. We're in a bind.
You don't have any road money coming in.
Right. Well, somebody, I don't want to jump, but somebody has got to sort of get a move. We've got to have somebody to even make a move to get anything done. I mean, about laying the blocks and getting the blocks and all of that stuff.
Well, you know, I would prefer that, you know, somebody down there, Cletus is your president, or somebody that the committee gets together and appoints to kind of oversee it, because it, you know, you're going to be occupying the building. You know, we own it, but you're going to be occupying it. And there's no way that me or anybody here can really ramrod the thing right now.
We can get committee together.
Just like it, for me to just go out there and say I'll volunteer and go out there and do it, well, I ain't got any more authority to do it than anybody else. Of course, I have. In order to get help, I have been doing what I have been doing, to trying to see about getting things to going, and that's about all that I know what to do.
Well, this news to me, that's the first I heard anything about it this morning.
Well, we hadn't even got an estimate from Art yet of what it would take to get that half of the building to specification. You know, we're just trying to grab money where we can right now, or, you know, wherever we can grab a few dollars to put in it. Of course, it took 5 years to finish that one over Benton. We don't have 5 years hardened. At least the building they was in over here, it was solid. It was a dungeon, but it was solid. It was down in an old basement that was, you know, musty. But at least it was solid. That and over Harden is just, it's falling in. And I mean, it's just because the building's old.
We're going to have to go somewhere or another summer or just quit or something right away.
What year did the bank go out of business, Cletus?
30-something.
Anyway, it was a bank building for years, and then Houston Pace had a store there for years.
What you're going to have to do is, like you said, get a hold of Art, where Art can come out here and make sure the fire marshal's going to approve whatever you're going to do.
Well, Art's done been there. We're just waiting on the plans.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But when you get the plans and get your board together, if you want somebody to push this thing,
we can't even get in touch with him.
Well, that's the first thing we're going to have to do. Is this what your hold up is? Mike, you get a hold of Art Travis then, and brother, straighten that jewel out.
I'll do it.
What do you think?
October.
comp guy, we can afford to go on the gas. But here I am, in case I find one, I want to stay within reason and bounds.
Well, I think that'll be up to y'all, whatever club thinks you can go.
Y'all need to meet together down there.
Of course, they voted to sign one.
Right.
Committee to handle the bids.
I don't want to overstep it.
After our usual.
I'd get one that.
The specifications.
Satisfied with.
And then y'all can, you know, this committee.
I don't think they've got any gripe coming, because they said buy one. That was the motion.
Who's liable for this bill? Nobody's giving anyone authority.
It's one of those down days.
Well, not your first. Gentlemen.
Back seat, okay.
Dick, did you want to address the court this morning, or are you here to observe and?
I really came to observe. I can bring you up to date on the countywide.
If you would, please, we're gonna get in discussion on that. If you'd give us a little summation of where you are, then we'll.
Okay, to date, we have in hand almost 2,000 signatures for a petition for the countywide system under the 75010, 51% signatures. This has mainly come from primary voting day at the polls and a few spurts of efforts getting out in the community by not quite enough people. The ones that have given their time to get out have been extremely successful, but haven't really had enough people getting out to get them. So we're about halfway to where we really need to be. At the fair, we got another 50 or so signatures, which Betty said was pretty good since there wasn't very many people there at the fair anyway, hot and everything. So it ends up, we've got close to 2,000 signatures. I've got a few more here to turn in this morning. I know there's some more still out in the field. But we're planning for the end of this month to have the week of August 25th. Declared countywide fire protection week, and newspapers have agreed to run either a big double page spread or a special section on fire protection. There'll be articles and pictures and things in there, an open letter from the committee urging support for the petition. Just whatever we can put together to promote this week, radio station's going to have spots. Coordinated with this will be the direct mail-out campaign, where we'll mail out to registered voters, address to them a mini-petition with just a few words on it. They will read it, understand it, sign it, refold it, staple it, and send it back to the Chamber of Commerce. And the signatures obtained in this way will be added to the total that we have. This is a way with limited manpower to get to as many registered voters as possible. So this is planned for the end of this month, and after that, we'll see what we have from that and make plans from there. Now, you may already be aware, and I just mention it, and then you can take over from there, that of course, Gilbertsville has petitioned for and 99% has, in effect, their taxing district to operate their fire department. Possum Trot and Sharp Area, the Possum Trot people have turned in a petition for the same thing. The East Marshall area, East Marshall and Lakeshore area, have turned in a petition for the same thing. Fair Dealing people have indicated that their intention to do the same thing. I don't believe they've turned any in at this point. We've had three requests for taxing districts under the 51% rule. And if these petitions are all completely valid and no problems with them, there's not a whole lot of choice but that they have to be granted if there's no objections and all that. So I just bring you up to date on those and ask that you consider the implications and the problems of having multiple districts, which I already know you're not in favor of. Just have to decide what kind of action is most appropriate. That's about all I have as far as bringing up today.
Thank you, Dave.
Any questions, I'll be glad.
You have a list of the signatures you have there.
A list of all the signatures?
Do you have a list?
I have a voter list that we have checked off the names on the petition.
I'd love to see a list of them for that.
Okay, I got it at the restroom.
Okay.
And this last batch that I have right here haven't been checked off. I don't have those checked, but I have most all of them.
Now, what Dick's trying to do is, each time they get somebody to sign it, just rather than to say, well, that person's a registered voter and assume that he is, he's taking a voter list. And if that person is not registered to vote, they don't count that name. They're counting only the ones that he can match off with the voter registration list to count.
Which, you know, 400 more names that are not on the voter list, so we're not including those. If we included those, we'd have 2400 names. We're making sure that they are on the list.
The districts you named that are going to tax district within themselves, where the petitions or the names that have been signed or the petitions been passed in that area, was this figure included in your figure?
No.
You've done pulled all this Lake Shores, East Marshall names out of your figure?
Okay, they circulated a separate petition, and we have not included that in our figures. Okay, our petition for the countywide that has circulated in those areas and gotten signatures, we are including those signatures. Because until they're completely legally formed, those signatures and everything else is still valid for the countywide, so we're including those. But the ones that they've obtained separately for their own separate district, we're not counting those. I'm not sure exactly how many that represents, just a rough estimate. Gilbertsville had 600, Possumtrot maybe around 900, East Marshall, say 400. That's almost another 2,000 signatures. Some will be duplications, but another 2,000 signatures would have been nice if all that effort in getting those signatures had been for a countywide petition. But people.
And now, if you don't sign the other, then your name can go in a countywide.
I would think they can go on.
Person has a choice of signing either one.
I think it can go on as many petitions as there are going around, unless a petition specifically excludes another one.
In other words, you got to sign both?
Sure.
What you're saying is you've got some people that signed for Gilbertsville, for their district, you've got some on
an individual can sign both petitions. Once the smaller special districts are established, his name doesn't count on the countywide.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Unless it's established.
But I have the privilege of signing either one I want after that special district, right?
Up until the time that special district's formed.
When that special district's formed, I can still sign a countywide petition if I don't want to sign a special district.
You can sign it, but it won't count. Because
you'd be
excluded. Yeah, all voters in that special district.
Well, I understand, though, if I was countywide, I still couldn't.
You can sign it, but it won't count.
Yeah. So really, I would, but I can give my support if I want.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
51% of the people
are counting as a district.
You can sign it to support it.
That's what I mean.
But it won't count in the total numbers, right?
See, I've signed the petition, and I'm not changing my name.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I think it'd be
I've had two petitions come to me.
I think it'd be a statement of support. I think
you're
right.
Okay.
Okay, I understand.
Well, I'd just like to ask the question, how has this thing got in where it is? Why are these all these taxing districts? Why are they wanting to set up their own district?
Okay, I think the hang-up has come in that we don't really know how the funds are going to be administered in a countywide district until it's set up and each department submits a budget and you figure out the best way to distribute the money. So at this time, all we can do is hypothesize exactly how much money we're going to have and how it's going to be distributed. Well, all these local fire departments are afraid that they're going to get the short end. The ones that are in the process of forming are afraid that the existing ones are going to get all the money and they're going to get short. The ones that are in existence are afraid that the ones that are forming are going to get different reasons afraid that somebody else is gonna get more than they are. So they're wanting to make sure that they get their local money coming right back to them and no one else. It's kind of a local self-interest that they're worried about. That's my feeling on what the problem is. So they're saying, okay, let's go ahead and get ours. The other guys worry about themselves.
Some people have expressed an opinion, Gordon, that the countywide petition might not ever go, that there might not ever be enough signatures. They know they can get it in their local area. Instead of waiting to see if the county's going to be able to put it all together, some of them are going with what they know they have in a local district instead of waiting on the chance of the county passing.
A whole lot easier to deal in a smaller area where you know everybody. Got an existing organization.
If that's true, then why can these people deal in their small area of Carr County? Why the fire protection and bring to y'all instead of holding to sale?
That's a question I don't know the answer.
Could if they wanted to.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's what you've been trying to get them to.
Right.
Well, another thing that comes up, and
I really
Joe Tom has brought this up too, that it's going to, that they're only allowed a 1% collection fee in these special districts. And he said, when you know, you bring in six special districts and I get 1% for trying to collect the tax form, you know, he said, man, that's additional manpower that I can't afford to pay with collecting 1%. And that's another problem altogether. I think now that all these districts are starting to come in, wanting to set up satellites here and satellites there, it's my opinion that we take a very strong look at countywide protection and bringing all these districts together into one single district, or perhaps declare a moratorium on any additional districts and declare a countywide meeting. Have it at night, have it here at the courthouse, have it at school, have it somewhere. Try to encourage maybe during the week of August 25th, their fire protection week, and have the people to come in and have the fiscal court members there and listen.
It looks like it's going to come down to the point. Everybody's going to have to buy them an extra 50 feet of garden hose to get the whole thing. Everybody wants this and nobody wants that. And what are you going to do?
Why can this thing be put on the November ballot and let it be voted on, Judge?
Countywide.
Would that settle the question?
I don't think it would right now. I think it would have back before all these special districts were jumping in and starting to creating their own. Now, if we go ahead and allow these districts that are applying now, mm-hmm. plus the districts you've got, you take out Benton, Calvert, and Hardin, which are already there. I don't know.
And another thing that we talked about this, putting it on November ballot before. I think I talked with the chamber group. If you put it on the November ballot, it's not just a question of pass-fail. There must be 51% of the total registered eligible voters who vote for it.
The vote in the election.
See, we don't, and there's some elections, we don't turn out 51% of the total voters. And it's not just a question of more people vote yes than no. There have got to be enough yeses to represent 51% of the total eligible voters.
That's to go under the...
51%.
Right. It's kind of hard to...
I mean, you could use it as an opinion poll. Say you take the vote and you're asking for an opinion and not a binding vote, which you wouldn't be binding anyway, I don't suppose, but you get an opinion. And then under the 75 freeholder rule, you can go ahead and create the district. Now, you could do that. Now here's the problem, Gordon, that I see in you might see it differently, you've got Gilbertsville that's already formed. You've got Aurora that's formed. You've got Possum Trot that's coming in. You've got Lakeshore East Marshall that's coming in. You've got, they're wanting to set up a satellite in Sharp. All right, now if these people are already formed, what's the use of them voting for anything?
This is what I don't understand. This whole thing comes around because I reckon the fire stations within the county are the ones that wanted to go to countywide fire protection. Is this correct? They were informed us. Now here we are. We are in the process, and this thing has been worked on. We had this one little precinct out here,
now and then, we're going to wind up with one fire station in the county that is not going to go to a taxing district themselves, and that is Pama, right? All the other fire stations, evidently something is haywire, or they would, you know, why would they would want to go along with the county and try to see
Pama
fire protection all out through the county.
The reason Pama doesn't, and this is what the boys told me, they provide protection to about a 5-mile area. And they said, if we go to a taxing district, we're going to have to tell the people that give us money when we originally started, we won't come to help you anymore. And he said, we don't think that's fair to the people that help us get started that live outside the 3-mile radius.
Yeah.
That's why they want to go. They feel an obligation to the people that help them get started, but that live out of a 3-mile radius of their fire barn.
They could establish a fire protection district with a 5-mile radius.
They could, but
they just won't qualify for the class.
That's right. You're not really giving them anything if you do that.
We've got six.
But that's why they would prefer countywide.
Six county fire stations.
Five. Gilbertsville, Lakeshore, East Marshall, Possum Trot, Pama,
Ross.
Ross
now, that's six.
And we've got
then
one.
You got Hardin, Calvert, and Benton.
Nine all together. Well, is Hardin included in this?
Well, no, Hardin, Benton, and Calvert wouldn't be included.
No, I mean six county, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We've got one out of six that's supporting countywide fire protection.
No. Lakeshore and East Marshall, if we go countywide, they're willing just to hold off. Aurora has already said.
Why they got a petition out?
Ross said they'd go.
The same reason that I think these others are. They're afraid they're going to get left out in the cold.
Gilbertsville said they are for countywide also.
Everybody has. They said they'll go for countywide if it passes. The ones that just set up their own special district. That if
the county to Dawes, is you?
No.
Dexter, is it you?
Well, not really.
Dexter's not. James Spann's the one from Gilbertsville.
Swan.
Yeah, but Dexter's with him.
Secondly, they're first for their own. Then
is there any way possible you get these countywide fire protection working with y'all? County reserve fire?
Gilbertsville and Ross both indicated that if there was a countywide district, I thought that they would merge with it.
Well, I know Aurora, because Aurora's told me time and again, once we go countywide, they're going to disband their district and go into the county.
Yeah, but look, you tell me all this stuff, but your indication is that you're not going to do it, just like this problem we had a while ago with this building.
It's not going to be a question, Bubby. And here's where the court's going to have to, and I think we've got the authority. It's not going to be a question of whether they want to or whether they don't. If we declare a countywide fire protection district and dissolve the other district, that's it. And it's not a question of whether they want to or whether they don't. And I don't want to seem to be hard-nosed about it or be ugly about it, but if we're going to go countywide, we're going to go countywide. And if we're not, let's forget it. We'll quit talking about it. But I think if we're going to go countywide, the members of this court, and I'm just to be frank with you, I'm to the point I'm ready to say let's go countywide and get it over with and dissolve these districts and mesh them together and have one taxing district and distribute the money as equally as possible that everybody would get protection. Now, what do you say to that, Harvey Ben?
Well,
that's my sermon for the day.
I'm going to say this. Like I said, when you get right down to it, now I see what these people are talking about.
And I understand what you've been saying on 75 Freehold.
That's right.
And I appreciate it. I understand what you're saying. And I think Dick does and everybody else. You don't want 75 people to plan the destiny of the other.
No
okay.
Way. And something else I'm going to say, too, is this. I can understand why these people that worked for years on nothing, they begged for money, they had these little sales, cake sales, to get money to start buying. I can understand why all of a sudden now he don't want to give up everything he's worked for to take a chance on maybe better himself a little bit. I mean, I can understand that. I can see both sides of it, but I'm saying I don't see any real quick solution to it.
Are you going to Low Level, Brewers, and Bryce Burns? What is the setup for that? Will you take the county tax dollar and build in the fire station, put in a new fire truck, and put Up Level in one, and put Brewers one, and not build?
Nobody can say that. That's up to the Board of Trustees after the district's established.
Now, these three areas that don't have nothing, and evidently the people, whether they do or don't, do they have trained firefighters now ready to go? Do they have people in training?
I talk about brewers, and the answer is no. We've got Marley's working together to put a fire station out there, but it's not.
Two or three meetings, though. I think we need to have one in different areas. One like at Jonathan School, maybe one here at Courthouse, maybe one back this way, or, you know, kind of scatter them out. You'll more people, you know, chance to attend, because if you have one down at, Central High School, there'll be a lot of people from South Side, you know, won't go down there. Where
well, he's not very much interested in whether he's taxed or not, if
well,
you know.
I think you ought to have one kindly in the center of the community, one that's going
to
be.
I think you ought to have one in the center of the county, and where it's going to be, and this is a county project, and if they're concerned enough, they'll come.
And the Central High School, if they don't show up, then he had an opportunity.
Well, I don't want the gymnasium of Central High School far enough along that we could have it.
It's supposed to be open last December 14th.
The doctor had a football. Be warm weather. It's a good idea.
What do you think?
Why don't we just plan to do that, have it at the football field if I can.
No, but I mean.
As far as having a meeting, that's fine. Okay. On that Thursday night of that week, that way you could have it in that Wednesday paper and.
Let me check my book.
Sounds good.
I've been loyal. The jail task force, governor appointments meeting 28th and 29th in Louisville. How about Tuesday the 26th? Because they're going to get us some publicity the week before, aren't they, Dave?
Right.
Declaring the week.
Right. It'd be fine to put it on the radio and get it in the paper the week before.
Might be, as long as you just allow enough time to get it across.
Fine. Mark it down, man.
7 o'clock?
Yeah. 22nd of all.
See any problem in these other requests?
7.
27?
Forcing us into some kind of action.
20. Sorry, 26th. I'll get it right now. I can't read up sundown.
Timetable on them long enough to
I think the court could just take under advisement, listen to the public hearing tomorrow, and take under advisement any decision to be made until after this forum.
No problem with that.
I think we're legally within our bounds to do that.
Now, is this just a totally informal forum, or would this be appropriate to be scheduled as a legal hearing?
No. All we want is an open forum to let the public at large, as many of them want to speak, we'll let them, you know, limit them in favor of or in opposition to.
And based on the results of this week in total activities, it might be appropriate at that time to request, go ahead and request the district and then go ahead and have the hearing.
Yeah, I think you need to get the results of your mail outs back, you know, what comes up at the hand. Okay. All right, I'll call Mr. Condor immediately after this meeting to see if, make sure we can get the football stadium and for a public hearing at night. And that will be tentative. Ladies of the press, because I'll have to confirm that with Mr. Condor. If we can't get that, we may have to change it. Y'all might want to check with me. I'll call as soon as this meeting's over. Mr. Condor may be in Louisville. I'm not sure. There's a big teachers meeting going on in Louisville. I don't know whether he's there or not.
Yeah, Kentucky.
I doubt that they'll have any object to us using it. Surely they won't, but if so, we'll get a pastor field or something. Somewhere. All right. Gentlemen, the way of correspondence, I know, Bubby, you didn't get yours. Gordon, I don't know if you got your copy of the letter that I sent out to all the magistrates, a letter that I received from George Atkins, Secretary of Department of Finance. Brother Atkins is again, for the third time, telling us we're going to get less road money. This is the third decrease we've had since they told us if we passed the gasoline tax, that manna was going to flow and money was going to come from Frankfort and boxcar loads. And it just hadn't worked out that way. Dear Judge Miller.
Not boxcar, caboose loads.
Yeah.
Caboose
loads, yeah. Dear Judge Miller, the Commonwealth has experienced a very serious financial situation. As inflation continues to take its toll upon the state and nation, our projected revenue growth continues to decline. In my letter to you on June 4th, that was the second decrease, I informed you of your estimated share of the motor fuels tax for the fiscal year 1980-81. Since that time, the financial condition of the Commonwealth has deteriorated rapidly. The estimate I provided you with in my earlier letter was based on the Department of Revenue's official estimate dated March 20, 1980. On July 16th, the Department of Revenue released a new official revenue estimate for the current fiscal year. Basically, the estimate for the motor fuels tax was reduced by $24.1 million, or roughly 11.5%. Statutorily, the amount allocated under the County Road Aid Program is 15.6% of the total motor fuels tax collection, and the allocation for the Municipal Road Aid Program is 6.7%. The reduced statewide revenue estimate has the unfortunate result of reducing each local government unit's estimated share of the motor fuels tax. We were reduced $30,000, approximately $30,000, a little less. Let me stress that this is only an estimate. Now, this is the kicker. Let me stress that this is only an estimate. We may get another reduction by the end of this week, or when we get our check, we'll know for sure. Your total 1980-81 allocation depends on actual motor fuel tax collections. We're still expecting to issue your first monthly check around August 10th. Of course, the amount of your August check will depend upon the motor fuel tax collections for the month of July. The department will advise you of any future changes in the revenue outlook affecting your total allocation. Gentlemen, that's rough.
What it amounts to, Judge, we're going to have to pay out of our own pockets with a tax to upkeep our own roads in the county.
Well, sure, that's the purpose of the whole
tax
to begin with.
We're going to be self-supporting.
They're kicking it right back to
us.
Right.
And we've gone way down from the estimated 300, what was it, down 318,000 that they told us?
307.
Okay. And we're down to 260,000 now.
What we have to do to pull out of Commonwealth.
You know, it's hard to understand when the profits of the oil companies, you see them every quarter, they're just increasing and increasing by billions and billions and billions, and it's hard to visualize that consumption is down when their profits are up.
No, that's not hard. No, nothing hard about that when they're making about triple on the product what they were making
years ago. That's true,
too. I'm using less electricity, it's costing me more now.
Bubby. Well, let me ask you this, Gordon. Now, just in your business, in the month of July, would you say that right? The total gas sales were substantially down, 15% down from?
Well, not for me, they were, no.
You know, I think it would be interesting to run a survey in the county here to each of our bulk dealers to find out if consumption, how bad it was down. Maybe the press might want to do that.
It hasn't been down to me this year, myself. It's been up.
Of course,
more than what
they're using it statewide, but I would just kind of be interested to see if Marshall County was really down.
John Harrison, darling, he's selling more gas than ever did.
There's the Harrison Blue Moon Bowling.
I like that one.
Okay, let me. We do have a personnel matter we got to bring up, but let me get through this correspondence here. These girls have got a deadline, and see if we've got any other business we need to zip through before they. This is from Jennifer Spencer at the Area Development District.
So we've learned from Jim Furr, transportation planning engineer, that Secretary Metz does not plan to have a formal bridge replacement program, but instead plans to review projects on an individual basis upon request. If your city or county has a bridge that needs replacing, then you must make your request directly to the Secretary of Transportation. It can be the bridge which was submitted and prioritized by the Transportation Committee, or another bridge which has a greater need. If you submit the bridge which was prioritized by the committee, then you need to identify its rating. Also, the city and county must be willing to provide 20% match, which is required in order to participate in the program. Now, our priority, as said in Marshall County, and we came out third in the priorities for the purchase, and that was the Sharp Elva Road. It had a sufficiency rating of 17.9%. Their estimated cost is $254,000. We'll have to come up with about $25,000. Gentlemen, we don't have it right now. Now,
we built a bridge for $80,000 long.
Well, we do have the man from Timber Bridge Company coming down to inspect some of our bridges and give us estimates. His estimates, if they're running true to form in comparison with what they've been doing in other counties, are running way below what the state says they're building for and what he's building for. Irv said he would fly down probably the last court meeting of this month to give us a little slide presentation, go out with us to see the bridges, measure them, and give us an estimate.
But if we do it on his estimate, we have to pay the whole thing ourselves, right?
Pardon?
Do we have to pay the whole thing ourselves?
Yes, unless we can get, you know, unless we get state approval.
On Friday at the Masters Convention, they showed a film that would give about a 45-minute hour talk on it, and I was very impressed with the bridge itself. I like the bridge.
Yeah. Well, here's our priorities, the first six. Sharp Elba Road, which we know is bad. Lila Green Road, we know is bad. Old Paducah, Little Cypress Road, Old Patterson Ferry Road, Unity Church Road, and Hauser Road. Those are the six bridges that we have prioritized in Marshall County that we feel like are in the most dire need of replacement. We can look over those again when they get here and let them see them. Then we might want to rearrange our priorities when we find out the cost estimates. Gentlemen, I received from Art Travis, Judge Miller, Jerry Riley recently visited our office and indicated that the Marshall County Fiscal Court is interested in deeding a 1-acre tract of land to the Marshall County Rescue Squad. Apparently, this 1-acre tract of land will be off the Marshall County Fiscal Court property located at the corner of the old Sonsonia Road and Ash Street. The enclosed plat shows the configuration of this property. Jerry indicated that we should meet with Mr. Devine to be shown the location of the 1-acre tract as part of the larger parcel. We will be available at any time to meet with Mr. Devine or his representative to discuss this project. Sincerely, Theo Gamma. What they want to know...
Wait, I didn't know about this. I didn't need it.
Why are you been dealing?
He's got his name there, but...
Okay. I can give you some background on that. Jerry came by and spoke to me a couple of weeks ago about getting an acre for the rescue squad out there.
Now this, wait a minute now, this was agreed to with the court some time ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I talked to him about
that. I didn't know they'd appointed Bubby as their agent, but
we'll see what's going on here.
And I got in touch with Art and Theo and told them that we needed it, and they sent the plat of the total tract into the judge. We just need to decide
what they want to do is decide where you want to put them. Which acre?
Up there in the corner.
He doesn't agree with that.
Well, y'all have to kind of mark it off on the map. Yeah. We'll get John to take the map, mark it off, and get with Art, let Art walk it, and just show him where you want it. That's the entire plat.
Three-pointed corner there.
I told Jerry I'd draw the deed. I just need to know where the acre was.
There's a ditch right behind it. Right here,
right here.
Right here.
We wanted this land to come right straight across.
There's a ditch. Well, John, that ditch, what we said, you know, we'd try to come that ditch back.
He done got it doubled up to a certain point there. Knows exactly where it goes.
So that's exactly what we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so from the ditch, it runs across there, they get that corner.
That's right, on Sampsonia Road and this Ash Street.
It runs up in here to a point. There's two roads coming through here, you know.
What we're going to do was just more or less square up, you know, this other piece of property. But look, them have that little neck done it. They'd be on It had frontage on both.
On both sides.
On the street, on two different hardtops.
Okay, we'll get together with them and show them. All right, gentlemen, is there any old business needs to be brought to the court this morning? Roger, you want to give them a little report on, you'd met with Art on the Peaceful Valley situation. You want to give them a little report on that? I think it's
old business. Oh, yeah.
If you remember.
Before you get into that, on this, given this acre, well, we're coming out on Ash Street with all of our property. It's on Ash Street, which is a city street. This is a state part of a road here. Okay. Do you suppose we ought to keep 30 foot on the back side back here in case something ever happened? You don't ever know what's going to happen on City Street, that we could come across to this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come down 30 feet from this concrete marker right here.
From wherever.
Just keep an easement there. Really.
Yeah, keep a 30 foot easement.
40 feet wouldn't hurt anything.
Right. 40 feet.
In case you don't ever know what might happen on the city street, they might say, you know, something might come up, and well, all we got to do is come right out here and hit this hole.
Okay, and then just from this point across enough to make an acre.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought of that. That might save us a headache sometimes. Later on years, you don't ever know.
Could be.
They could use it too if you wanted to, but you know.
Yeah. In
case something ever come up, then we'd have an easement. We'd get out there if we had to. Otherwise, it's
going
to cut us off. We
won't
have anything but Ash Street.
We'll do. I'll get with Art and get the description, get that deed drawn, and bring it back to the next fiscal court.
That Jerry property runs down, there afternoon. Runs down there to Mr. Hutchins' property. You know, Hutchins.
WC. All right, gentlemen, you remember some time ago there was a discussion here of Mr. Powell and Mr. Jones, was it?
Uh-huh, George Jones.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Collins had a confrontation about a road down near Peaceful Valley, and there was some discussion about who actually owned the property. The magistrates went out to take a look at it, but it was just, there was no way the magistrates could decide by looking at it who owned what. Well, Roger has since contacted Art Travis, a licensed engineer, to see who actually is the owner of that property. So, Roger,
and, give it. And I didn't have any trouble getting in touch with Art. I had better luck than the fiscal, than the Hardin senior citizens. Art, matter of fact, came down to my office to talk about it. If you'll remember, there was a road that ran along through here, and Mr. Powell owned a piece of property here, and Mr. Johnston owns a piece of property here. Mr. Jones owns a piece of property down here, and there was a ditch across here that had been dug, and this was a question as to who owned this piece of property right here. Okay. Now, Mr. Jones owns here. I believe this was Mr. Powell, and this is Mr. Johnston. And all this back in here is Collins. Okay. The problem arose in the deed to Mr. Powell. It said that he would join Mr. Jones on this line down here. And it said that his property was 200 and some odd feet deep. I forget exactly how it was along this roadway. The only problem was his boundary line started right here. And from here to here was longer than what his deed called for. It was 30 feet longer than what his deed called for. And you remember there was some discussion about a lawsuit in circuit court, and they did file a lawsuit in circuit court to determine where the boundary line was. So Mr. Powell's property is determined to start right here, along this line right here, and that's a record in circuit court. And it runs down, I forget, 286 feet or whatever the exact figure is down to here and stops. That's 30 feet short of Mr. Jones's line. Now, his deed says his property runs all the way down to Jones, but when you measure off the footage, and it doesn't. It starts here and runs down to here and stops. Now, originally, they had started at the Jones line and measured up this way. When they did that, the line ran right through Mr. Powell's home. And so this was an old established fence line that everybody had used in their property line. So they remeasured and started at the fence line and ran down this way. And that's a record in circuit court. That left a 30-foot strip right here that belongs to Ernie Collins. And you'll remember this is what Ernie said. He came in and said, I own that 30 feet right there, and it's already been adjudicated in circuit court. Mr. Powell, Mr. Jones said, our deeds call for our property to abut each other. And it does. But there evidently, there's a mistake in the deed, one way or another. Because you start here and measure down this far, and it doesn't reach Mr. Jones's line. Now, I discussed this with Art, and there is a rule of law in Kentucky that says when you're giving a deed measurement from a monument to a monument, from this corner to this line, it controls over the amount of the footage. Or as I say, I go from here to the First Methodist Church 50 feet. Well, 50 feet won't get from here to the First Methodist Church. But the law in Kentucky is I own from here to the First Methodist Church, no matter if it's 50 or 150 feet. Well, that has to do with an interpretation of the deed. What was the seller's intent when he sold this property to this gentleman here? And as it stands now, the way the lawsuit stands in circuit court, Ernie owns this 30 feet. Now, the only way that that could be cleared up and properly cleared up is for this particular question to be resolved in the circuit court action. They resolved this boundary line in circuit court down to here and like this. But they didn't resolve anything on this distance here. And just reading the deeds, it appears that there is, in fact, a 30-foot strip here, even though these deeds call to butt each other. Now, I discussed it with Art, and he said that in simply reading the deeds, there is no way to resolve that question. You know, these two gentlemen had come in and wanted the county to come and move this line all the way down, move this road all the way down to Mr. Jones's line. And I have not yet spoken with these two gentlemen because I just spoke with the judge and wanted to report back to you and let you know what I had found out. That the way it looks right now, this 30 feet belongs to Ernie Collins. And he says, I don't want the county road to come down here. I want the county road to come to this line right here and stop. And he would, in looking at it, he would appear to be correct on that. Now, it may very well be that this 30 feet right here would be awarded by the circuit court to Mr. Powell. And I won't say that it wouldn't be, because there is some law that says that this 30 feet could be awarded to Mr. Powell. But as it stands right now, from the lawsuit that they've had, from the survey that Art's done, from reading their deeds, this 30 feet belongs to Ernie Collins.
Has that ever been, has that recorded on
him? Yeah, this deed is recorded, right.
On this 30 feet.
Ernie. He bought this whole tract of land except for what had been sold to these two men right here.
Ernie being called for all, somewhere, how do you state that? All property except that.
Except those two lots.
Yeah.
Ernie's deed calls for everything less than except these two lots right here. And Ernie says that everybody agrees it's this and it's this. And these gentlemen here, these three gentlemen here say, he doesn't get that 30 feet. That belongs to me. And it really is a fight between
them and them.
It really is. And what they want to do, they want the fiscal court to do is to come in and say, this 30 feet belongs to Mr. Powell. And y'all don't think y'all have the authority to do that. The way it should be resolved is exactly the way they resolved this circuit line right here. Judge Laster entered an order saying, or this property line right here in circuit court. Judge Laster entered an order saying, this is the line between you two men. And the same thing is going to have to be done again. It's a shame that when they were fighting that out the first time in circuit court, they didn't clear it all up because it could have all been handled right then. But at that time, their fight was over this line. Now they're fighting over this line. And I just don't think you guys have got the authority to say that 30 feet belongs to anybody in one way or the other.
Of course, I'm just trying to get a John Holler.
That's right.
I don't want
Ernie's especially anxious to keep this 30 feet because it opens up another farm. Besides this one, he owns another farm over here. And this 30-foot access gives him access into this farm over here. And
when
he's
did he buy that 30 feet?
He bought that at the same time that he got that whole deed, and I don't have my whole file here, but it was after these two men bought theirs, but before the lawsuit in circuit court. That's the general time frame on it.
Okay.
And I'm going to get a letter out to copies to all of you to let you know and send it to Mr. Johnson, Mr. Powell, Mr. Jones, and Ernie, and let them know what my conversations have been with Art. And he simply says at this stage of the game, you know, there's a survey, and a deed description of footage that says that Ernie owns this 30-foot that he's claiming.
Ernie owns some property in behind here, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he owns some right in here.
It comes down here and back into here.
Right, he owns all of this, which is out of the old Powell, another Mr. Powell.
Behind Johnson, behind Powell,
right
down to Jones's line.
Right on down to Jones's line. And he, everybody agrees, he owns this down to Jones's line back here. And he also owns another farm over here. And he wants this 30-foot right-of-way to come across like this. And his position is, you know, we fixed Mr. Powell's property. It starts at this line and runs down to here, and that's his lot right there. Mr. Powell and Mr. Jones say it may start there, but it runs all the way down to this line, and Ernie can't have that 30 feet. So they're fighting over a roadway to get back into a farm over here.
I say that's their problem.
That's what I discussed with Art, that, you know, this court doesn't have any authority to say who owns real estate. And it's purely a question of who owns this 30-foot stretch.
Okay.
I thought I'd bring you current on that one.
All right. Is there any other old business that needs to come up?
No, we need to go into executive session.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to get our business straightened out.
No,
so the girl's going to make it.
Got a little new business.
Okay. All right. That's next. Any new business?
It's this cemetery out here.
Which one?
On the field, my Gergrish place.
Yeah, that's the one that's in the middle. It's already been to circuit court, right? Yeah.
Miss Hargis called since we've been here in the courthouse morning.
Okay, yeah.
And she says that they need some maintaining on the road out there that they built into the cemetery, load to the gravel and what have you.
We looked at this before, if y'all will remember, and in Judge Lassiter's order, or judgment rather, in circuit court, he gave the Smith heirs, and it wasn't Smith, it was who's her family?
Hauser.
Gave the Hauser heirs the right to continue to use the cemetery and gave them an access road around the back of it. But then in his judgment, he says that the Hauser heirs will maintain the road. He did not, he said it was not a public road. It was a private easement to the Hauser heirs. And his judgment specifically says on it that the Hauser heirs will maintain the road. This is what the judgment says.
Right.
Now, they, you know, they've been in this thing, gone up to the Court of Appeals, and I don't know if the Court of Appeals has ruled on it or not, but the way it stands right now, there's a judgment in circuit court that says it's a private easement to the Hauser heirs, and the Hauser heirs will maintain the road. That's what the judgment
says. Get her a letter out.
Sure.
On that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to her about it a dozen times, and we've gone over the judgment, but let me have that and remind me to get back in touch with her, and I'll tell her what it says.
Any other new business?
The only thing is to get them a fan down there, please, in that basement for somebody. For the gentleman, where they play cards.
I thought Eric
did
you
out down there, and there, did you?
I thought we got one.
I thought, Robert, didn't you get one?
No, I didn't get it. I checked the term, and I thought he was checking on the air conditioner.
Check with Herman if he's not going to get an air conditioner and get a fan.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I remember Herman said he was trying to see if a couple of those air conditioners,
yeah,
one of them might
that's
work.
What I, that's why I waited. I thought we were trying to see one of them.
All right.
I'll get back.
Now I have another matter of new business that Dick probably knows something about. It's the Aurora Sanitation District number one. Their attorney is Mike Ward, and Mike has presented a resolution which says, be resolved by the Marshall County Fiscal Court that the Marshall County Fiscal Court does grant to Aurora Sanitation District number one the right-of-way for sewer lines on all Marshall County property to be used in the construction of sewer lines to serve the community of Aurora. That's the resolution that he's tendered. He says that they really don't want it, the right to come on all Marshall County property, wherever it may be found in the county. What they really want is the right to come up into this red area down the old Birmingham Road and to extend out Highway 68 and down the Union Ridge Church Road. And he has tendered two boundary descriptions to cover this. And he just gave me these this morning. He just got them yesterday afternoon. And what I was going to suggest to Mike is that it might be more appropriate for the resolution to read that the county gives right-of-way, the use of right-of-way in these two areas, rather than just the broad resolution giving the right of easement across all right of way wherever it might be found.
I would also prefer in the resolution that it be spelled out very clearly that the responsibility for replacing any damaged road would fall upon the contractor doing the work and not upon the Marshall County Fiscal Court.
Yeah, one of the things that this does not include, and that one of the concerns I want to raise with Mike, is we treat other utilities, for instance, South Central Bell and so forth. They have to give us notice of construction and notice of completion, and they have to repair any damage to the county property. And this resolution, if you enact it, ought to provide that they will repair all damage to the easement, And then something else that we've not discussed, but you remember I raised with you before, is about liability. If, while they are doing this, up on the right-of-way, they leave a truck or they leave a hole or whatever it is, and somebody runs off the right-of-way and has an accident. This is exactly what I told you about that case in Florida. Remember where the drunk ran off the side of the road and hit a rock that was on the easement and recovered $7 million from the county commissioners for leaving a rock on the side of the roadway? That the resolution ought to provide, and there ought to be a counter-resolution back from Aurora Sanitation District, that for any conditions at any time that they create during the construction or after the construction by any obstacles or holes that they leave, that there is any liability, that it would be the liability of the Aurora Sanitation District and not of the fiscal court. Because a $7 million lawsuit would really put a pinch in the budget this year.
I mean, it would.
Yeah. But, like I said, Mike just gave me that this morning. And I told him I would bring it in and tell you what it was, but I'm going to suggest to him that the resolution ought to be drawn along those lines.
It's time.
And I'll bring that back to you at the next court meeting.
Any other new business? Gentlemen, you've got time to go through the bills.
Yes.
I hear a motion to pay the bills.
Motion
a second to pay the bills. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carried. For the benefit of the ladies and gentlemen of the press, Wayne Lovett, Squire of the 1st District, Marshall County, was elected Sergeant-at-Arms of the State Magistrates and Commissioners Association at their meeting just a couple of weeks ago in Owensboro, Kentucky.
They're here.
That gives Wayne the authority, if anybody does anything to displease him, to grab him by the nape of the neck and throw him out of the meeting. All right. Do I hear a motion? We go into executive session.
Make a motion. Second.
Motion is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Go into executive session for, I hope, a brief session.
Yeah.
All in favor? Okay, let's go.